The success of Chinese comedy film Goodbye, Mr. Loser, or 夏洛特烦恼, dredges up unaddressed questions from the past, and in doing so may help bring about some solutions.
一直以来，我都是在虚度光阴，但是没想到上天又给了我一次重生的机会。
你就是个天才。
The box office powerhouse is adapted from a popular stage show of the same name, which had previously only been seen in a limited number of cities. It's about a middle-aged loafer who makes a fool of himself at any given moment. During a very public showdown with his wife, the man loses consciousness and wakes up to his life 20 years earlier. He goes on a different life path that leads to fame and wealth, but a series of misfortunes follow him like a curse.Until he had an epiphany about the most important person in his life.
你想换到哪去？
我跟秋雅坐一桌也行。
你那是奔学习去的吗？反正你坐哪也是睡觉。
能想换个人睡？
学校是你家开的？你以为你是校长啊？想和谁睡和谁睡？
王老师。
20 days after its debut, Goodbye, Mr. Loser has nabbed 1.2 billion yuan from Chinese movie theaters.But as it reaches audiences nationwide, the film has become the target of bad publicity. Some movie critics claim the Chinese filmmakers have plagiarized the ideas behind Francis Ford Coppola's 1986 comedy drama Peggy Sue Got Married, and even provide screenshots from both films for comparison. The filmmakers, however, dismiss the accusation as libel and vow to take legal action.
这小子新中国成立以来，从来没有发生过这么恶劣的事。打老师，
夏洛，你怎么能？
老师呢？
刚才这枪谁打的？
A simple look into the plot of Peggy Sue Got Married reveals that such accusations are hardly sound. Goodbye, Mr. Loser, the stage show has been popular for years, so whatever suspicions exist about its originality should have been settled by now.So to bring up the topic at this moment means one of two things. One, some competitors, jealous of his big bang in the market, want to introduce some negativity. Two, the crew themselves operating on the premise that there's no such thing as bad publicity, wish to boost his success even more. In either case, this publicity stunt amounts to unfair manipulation of public opinion.
Hey, 华哥你的歌我给你写好了，你听听啊。
我的老家啊，就住在这个屯啊，我就在这屯里土生土长的呀。
好，那就定了，就这首了啊。
But any hidden agenda cannot fool the Chinese audience much longer, as moviegoers are getting smarter.Today, they are more and more aware of the rampant loser culture and the rather rude style of humor. No offense to the actors and actresses who have gone out of their way to tickle the audience, but Goodbye, Mr. Loser does seem to contain some incorrect ideas. On movie rating websites MTime and Douban, bloggers question the so-called true love between a good-for-nothing clown and his selfless wife.The number of such reviews suggest China's younger generation possess sharper political insight regarding the rise of women and underprivileged people. Jokes at their expense now induce disgust rather than delight.
知道我为什么那么尊重你们？因为突然有一天，我发现全校最不要脸的人并不是我，咱俩差着境界。
The popularity of Goodbye, Mr. Loser has amplified the varying taste of different generations so that more and more people can begin to understand the bad influence of tradition. Now let's see if the filmmakers can adapt to those changes.
大爷，楼上322住的是马冬梅家吧？
马冬什么？
马冬梅。
什么冬梅啊？
马冬梅啊。
马什么梅？
行，大爷你先凉快吧啊。
好嘞。
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。